The Word of God from 2 Timothy chapter 3. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. By this time, every part of our life is second semester. Whether we're 18, 19, 23, 38, 57, 75, whatever age, we are continuing our life on earth. And we do so as children of God. We learn through the school of hard knocks, through experience, from others. We learn in the school of Christ to be his disciples, which really means students. We were baptized into Christ Jesus. He made us his own so that we belong to him. God uses his holy word and sacraments, the means of grace, as powerful instruments to deliver to us, to each of us, his mercy and forgiveness that Jesus earned through his holy life, innocent death, and powerful rising from the dead. He washes away all our sins in the waters of holy baptism. He gives his very body and blood to us in the Lord's Supper. And we know that because that's what he tells us. I baptize you. I wash away your sins. This is my body. This is my blood for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus' word, connected to these earthly elements of water and bread and wine, makes them a holy thing, a sacrament. Here in our text, St. Paul tells Timothy, from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Scripture is powerful because it is God's word. It is given by inspiration. The Holy Spirit miraculously breathed into the writers the very thoughts and the very words they were to use so that we might know the good news, the gospel of Christ. And that is what makes us wise for salvation, makes us know about salvation, trust in it, and have eternal life. In our school life, we use textbooks. Textbooks are written by human beings. They may have mistakes in them. They have no inherent power to change our life. But the Bible has that power because it is the Holy Spirit working through that word to point us to Jesus. Paul says, the Holy Scriptures are able to make you wise for salvation. And Paul also speaks about the purposes of the Bible. All Scripture, he says, every part of Scripture, each passage of Scripture is profitable, is useful, and fulfills its purpose to teach us, to reprove or admonish us, to correct us or set us straight, to guide us in righteousness. Sometimes we like being a student. Sometimes we don't, even as a student or disciple of Jesus. Our heart wants to do its own things. Satan works very hard to lead us astray. But when we have this instruction in God's righteousness, when we hold on to his word, it holds us back and turns us to what is good, right, holy, virtuous, noble, and pure, things that God urges us to pursue. When we learn these things from childhood, as young Timothy did, they stick with us throughout our life. We read this text during Epiphany when we think of Jesus showing forth himself to be the true God and Savior of the whole world. And one of the lessons during Epiphany is the 12-year-old Jesus in the temple, having conversation with the Bible scholars of his day. He asked them questions, and he answered their questions. They were amazed at him. We learn also to be such disciples of Scripture, whatever age we are, like the young Jesus or the aged scholars. But always we should be eager, like little children, to learn. The eternal Son of God became just like us, growing and learning, even in the Holy Scriptures. He is the eternally begotten Son of God, of the Father's love begotten, as we sang. But we too are begotten of God a second time in the waters of holy baptism, and have Jesus' holy words in Scripture, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. From our Christian childhood, whether that's when we were an infant or later in our life, the Holy Scriptures now make us know and trust in salvation. They're profitable for doctrine. They teach us the things of God, our Maker, Redeemer, and Comforter. They reprove and correct us when we go astray, repeating those powerful commands, thou shalt not. They instruct us in righteousness so that we are covered with the spotless robe of Jesus' sinlessness, cleansed by his blood from all our sin. And thus we are, as Paul describes, complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work, to show our gratitude to God by loving him and our neighbor. So enjoy your second semester, which will last the rest of your earthly life. Our closing hymn was written for the Sunday of the boy Jesus in the temple. There are five more stanzas. Let me close by reading two of those that aren't in our hymn book. O temple, now rejoice thee. Today thy joy is great, for Jesus now adorns thee with holiness innate. Let every heart with gladness receive the Lord today. The source of grace and gladness will gladly come to stay. Though now the temple's glory is leveled to the ground, yet all must learn the story of Jesus now made known. His word and heavenly preaching, his preaching and his faith, the treasure we are seeking, our stay in life and death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is